Of course, there's the art of showing a dog, and then there's dog art, not art by dogs, but art in which the dog is the main subject, and it's a high-end market. Time to coincide with the Westminster Dog Show. The fine art house Bonhams is holding its 26th annual sale, where over 200 lots of canine-orific art is up for those with an appreciation for pups and pockets deep enough. For example, Lot 200 is a painting. Oh, our guest is looking it up. A painting from 1898 by Britt Wright Barker. It's called A Cozy Spot. It features a brown, cream, and black-colored, sweet-faced collie curled around a little white puppy on a small patch of rug, and that is expected to go for at least $50,000, possibly up to $70,000. In studio with us is Charles O'Brien, director of 19th Century Paintings Department for Bonhams UK. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, what makes a piece of art with a dog at the center a piece of fine art, as opposed to just a cute picture of a cute pooch?
Well, a lot of these painters were professional artists in their own right, and from the mid-19th century onwards they were depicting sporting art primarily, these artists were fine artists. They worked professionally, and they did a lot of commission work and so on for the landed gentry of the Victorian era.
So these artists were commissioned to paint specifically the pets and the creatures surrounding certain households of people of a certain means?
Exactly.
Do certain breeds continue to appear in this kind of art?
Well, yes, certainly from the 19th century. And this sale is predominantly work painted from about 1840 through to about 1940. Mm-hmm. And you tend to find most of the pictures we see from this period are terriers and sporting dogs, spaniels, pointers, setters, that kind of breed.
Something that's also interesting is you can kind of learn about the evolution of mm-hmm. the dog. For example, there's a painting of a Jack Russell Terrier. He looks fairly fierce, as opposed to the little cute guys we think of now.
Well, it's a very interesting picture, actually. It's painted by an artist called Lambert Marshall, who was born in 1810. And this work was probably conceived around about 1840. And it's interesting from a dog or canine historical point of view, because it does depict the early Jack Russell, which was a hybrid, really. It was introduced by Parson Jack Russell, who was an Oxford man. And he had a small white terrier, which he then crossbred with a Devon Terrier, which is now an extinct breed, and produced what we now know as the Parson Jack Russell. But it was essentially a working dog. It would flush the fox. It would also be very useful around the yard and around the house, because, of course, rats were a major problem. But your point about the change in conformation is very interesting. So not only is that a great picture from an art historical point of view, but it's very interesting from the dog breeding perspective.
Now, it's interesting you should say that, because I'm curious, is the clientele people who are breeders, are they mostly breeders, or is it people looking for beautiful pieces of art?
We get, I'm pleased to say at Bonhams, we get everybody through. We get everybody. A lot of the people who come to buy from us are breeders with a particular interest in their breed. But then there are those people who simply like the genre for what it is and will collect any number of works by the various artists who represent the genre.
And what I think is really amazing about a lot of the art is you first hear, oh, they're pictures of dogs. It's the most beautiful, the detailed strokes of the fur, the placement in the various environments, whether it's out on the hunt or it's by the hearth. Mm-hmm. I'm curious about the artists. Are they artists that we would know? Are they names we would know? Or is this within the circle you would know who these people are?
Well, I would say three quarters of the paintings that we're offering at Bonhams today have come from Europe. Mm. So they're mainly English and European painters.
Were they in private collections mostly?
Mostly in private collections, exactly. And they're certainly known within the wider context of 19th century painting. It just happens that one or two of them, John Ems, Arthur Wardle, Reuben Ward Binks, all these painters specialised in canine art, and had a great following at the time for doing that.
There's also, I've been calling it caninobilia as well as art.
Well, we call it dogorama, but you know.
What do you call it?
Dogorama.
We're just making up all kinds of words with the prefixes here. What else is for auction? Describe some of the dogorama, as you call it.
Well, we're very fortunate, actually. Not only have we got half of probably the finest collection of dog collars in private hands that we're offering in the sale today.
Yeah.
The other half we'll be selling next year.
And the dog collars are not what we're thinking of when you think of a dog collar.
No. I mean, this is a lot. There's about 50 or 60 lots in the catalogue, and they range in date from the early 16th century ones, which are pretty vicious cast, or they're iron spiked collars, which were used to protect the dogs that were herding or looking after the flocks mm-hmm. from attack, going right through to pieces that actually came from the Duke and Duchess of Windsor's collection. So there's kind of something for all dogs with any luck.
It's fantastic to look through the catalogue, and I'm going to direct people to go to your website. Charles O'Brien, director of 19th Century Paintings for Bonhams, the dog auction art, is today. We'll put a slideshow of some of the artwork for sale on our blog. That's npr.org/Bryant Park. Thanks for coming into the studio. Good luck with the auction today.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Hey, that does it for this hour of Bryant Park. We're always online, though, at npr.org/Bryant Park. And, of course, our Twitter feed, twitter.com/BPP. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. You've been listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.